My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners.
Come on. You just made a left!
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. I'm ready to smell fear, not a lot, my competitive flex.
Hello, happy Wrestling Monday, happy Free Agent Monday, happy Bunch of Sports Monday.
Woo!
How you feeling, Mike? How you been?
I'm okay, doing all right, been all right.
Something happened?
Yeah, something happened.
What happened? You want to talk about it quickly?
Sure.
What happened? I'm sorry. I really am. It sucks.
It's where I expected him to go. As soon as they didn't tag him. So for those that aren't aware, I am a New York Giants fan, and those that aren't aware, Saquon Barkley is now Philadelphia Eagle, one of the chief rivals of the team.
Big rival.
Speaking of your Sean Merriman jersey there behind you, that particular team happened to have stolen a running back from your team, did they not?
Yeah, they signed Gus Edwards, my personal favorite Raven, because I got a picture with him a while back. So. You know, it sucks. I expected them to not re-sign Gus because he was going to get paid. And I think they want to go in the direction of the running backs too. Because, again, they have Keontae Mitchell, who I think have a big part in the offense. And they want to sign someone to a bigger body, bigger known running back. Derrick Henry might be the possibility. We'll draft a running back. I don't know. They need to clean up there too. But you know what? I'm happy for Gus. He got paid. Former undrafted guy. Remember that. Undrafted guy finally got his money. So respect to him. Always have the picture of me and him, the only Ravens player I met in person. And again, he's a very large human being for running back.
Will you always be a passenger on the Gus bus?
I will always be a supporter of the Gus bus, and I'll have my monthly pass to the Gus bus. But, you know, either here nor there.
Yes.
We're getting Derrick Henry, so it's okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you saw my video on where I think.
What did you have? I didn't see the video yet.
Texans.
He could fit well in the top. Damn it. Damn it. Nah, damn it. You know what? Let's just get into the show here. So yep. Christopher Casey's comment here. His supper is chicken skewers, cheesy potatoes, and salad. That's a really good one. I like that.
What kind of salad? What kind of dressing?
Oh, yes. Questions here.
That is my dinner question of the evening.
So wondering who we are, by the way. I'm Fonz. This is Mike. And Bert's not here. He still slept. I forgot to change it. He's still sleeping through the chamber. We don't know where he is. So I have no idea where he is. We didn't have a show last week. Mike couldn't make it. I was stuck behind with work stuff. I'm like, you know what? Let's just take a week off and come back here too. Yep. In full swing. So we've got a couple things. Golden Swap happened. Got some two shows we got to review. And closing out with SmackDown. A lot of things. I feel like we didn't really talk that much about SmackDown in the coming weeks. Yeah. We got to kind of talk about it, right? So
let's talk about it.
Let's get kind of into it. The first thing. What? So what?
What do you want to talk about?
Hey. First up. Golden Swap is when a title change happens on free TV, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, TNA, whatever New Japan show was, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, Rage in the Cage. Every title except the 24/7 title, because we'll be here for three more episodes to talk about even those titles retired for a couple of years now, by the way, too.
Yes.
So the title that happened, New Japan won. Stephanie Van Keer, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly, wins the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Championship. And Mike, as usual, I got some fun facts. You ready for some fun facts about it?
I'm ready.
So she defeated Julia at Cinderella Tournament Night 2 in Japan this past weekend.
Okay.
Julia ends her reign at 249 days and 9 total defenses. Pretty impressive. Close to a year. I didn't realize how long she had the belt for. And this is Van Keer. She's the third woman to hold on to the belt. Do you know who the first woman to win the title is? Do you remember?
The
Strong Women's Championship. We talked about her a few times before.
Yes. Was it not Willow Nightingale?
It is Willow Nightingale.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Hey, so listen, I will say I do like what New Japan is doing with the women's division, kind of making it more, you know, well-known. They took it from, I don't know if they're still doing stuff with Stardom, if I could still like.
But it's more, Stardom is more just the name of New Japan's women's division now.
Now, because it used to be its own company, if you guys aren't aware. Then New Japan kind of merged with Stardom, sort of merged with New Japan. Now they have their own belt, two belts, by this is their secondary belt, because the women's one, I don't know what the full name, I forgot it was. I think it's just the women's strong champ, or not strong, but it's just the women's championship or something too. But they have two titles there, which is really cool. And it's nice to see the title getting some different changes here and there too, you know? So I'm all for it. You know, why not?
Me too. Absolutely. It's cool to see.
I think we need more. I mean, it's good with the New Japan. There's a lot of talent over there. And the men's side, I think the women's side is good to get some more recognition because, you know, women's wrestling, we've talked about it for a while. It's been growing, you know. Yes. AEW could do better with it. There's no one out there. But, you know, again, we're being fair. But, you know, Japan, give it to them. They're doing really well with it, too. And, again, I like how they have the defenses, too. I wish WWE could do that. I want them to count the defenses, too.
Like, yeah, maybe. Maybe someday.
How many Roman Reigns defenses did he have with the belt?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because at least at the start of it, he was defending it a lot more. Yeah.
We could say it now. We could talk about him now. Brock Lesnar, how many times he defended when he had the tomato belt, you know?
Oh, yeah, the tomato belt.
Yeah, shout out, by the way. Well, I don't know if it's a shout out, but now he's back on WWE, like on the website. So
yeah, he's listed on the main roster.
We could talk about him now, right? Like we can mention
I think it. So. Considering that he's listed on the main roster, I suppose we can talk about him.
He's coming back, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy Brock is fine, but oh no, is he gonna take? Is Cody not gonna finish the story, and then it's gonna be Brock's belt? Is this what's gonna happen?
Well, they do like to put him in big SummerSlam matches, so.
Could it be Cody? Well, we don't know if Cody's win. Again, we have to wait for our predictions for WrestleMania down the line too, but you know.
Which I'm glad they've officially, we'll get to it in SmackDown Talk as well. It will say, I'm glad they've officially made it so like that tag team match on night one isn't the main event.
No,
like it's, Cody's getting his shot still.
Yeah, no. Well, thank God for small favors, right?
Yeah.
Again, if this was Vince, we would still have no idea, right?
Right.
Well, if it was Vince, or he who should not be named. I'm sorry. I keep mentioning his name. Cody may not have won the Royal Rumble. It would have been Brock Lesnar or somebody.
No, else. You mean Vince Russo. I understand.
Vince Russo. Bro.
Bro.
Oh, God.
Yokozuna and the Hart Foundation, bro.
Oh, I mean.
That was a legit idea he had.
Yokozuna and the Hart. I don't know if it would work. No, it wouldn't work. No. It'd be kind of interesting to see how that would.
I would love to sometime, like during one of our down weeks.
Yeah.
Just be able to play the video because there's a whole video of Jim Cornette reacting to
Vince Russo.
A list of ideas Vince Russo had during the Attitude Era in the late 90s.
I
Yokozuna and the Hart Foundation.
I saw a video on TNA. Vince Russo was in TNA also in the ring. Yes. Like, I'm like, him and Jim Cornette were great.
Yep.
A duo that they're not friendly with each other, but it's still kind of funny to see, though, too.
Oh, bro. Very fun.
Bro. AEW, well, let's get to some comments here quickly. Yes. Ranch dressing and Caesar salad, by the way.
Okay. Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice.
Gonna pull up on your ass. Tom Scott hosts a preview and Big Blue New. Tom, thank you for tuning in. AEW Revolution, let's get into it. It happened a couple of weeks ago, or this past weekend, excuse me. A lot of things happened, including a retirement of a certain individual, Mike. It's official. Sure. He's retiring, right?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
I think it's legit, right? It's got to be, right? You don't think so? You don't believe it?
How many legit retirements did we get for Ric Flair?
Don't compare Sting and Ric Flair. Let's not do that. Let's not compare Sting and Ric Flair.
No, I think there's a much better chance that he's done over like Rick, but who was there at the retirement match, by the way?
And I'm surprised Rick did not get himself involved in the match. Thank you, Sting, by the way, too. We'll end the show. We'll talk about the Sting's like career accomplishments or whatever too. So first the pre-show matches, as usual, we'll just go right through them. I hate this name. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang defeated Jeff Jarrett, Satyam Singh, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, and Private Party. Why is Jeff Jarrett still wrestling? 2, Satyam Singh, I don't understand it. 3, Jay Lethal deserves a lot better. 4, actually, Willie Mack deserves better. And 5, Private Party also deserves a little bit better. I missed them when they were part of the tag team division. So it's more than one. So this was the definition of just like, literally, Mike, do the dance. What do we do with our wasted wrestlers? Throw them all in a tag team.
Put them in a tag team.
Man, I really wanted Jay Lethal to do well.
It's one of many cases where it's just like they seemingly hired him, just like they signed him just to sign him.
Just to not have him in WWE.
Right.
He would have done really good in WWE, honestly. I would have wanted to see him now. I think he would have done really, even NXT, honestly.
I was going to say, that's where I see him fitting best.
He would have fit perfectly in NXT, too. Oh, my God. But, you know, whatever. In the next pre-show match, Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander defeated Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Good. You know, another pre-show match is out of the way, right? Another throwaway pre-show. At least they weren't for titles. You know how much I love.
Oh, I know how much you love it.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the next pay-per-view too. The TNT Championship. Your father's favorite wrestler, Christian Cage, defeated Daniel Garcia. Is Christian Cage ever going to drop the belt?
It doesn't seem like it.
Is Adam Copeland gonna win it again? You know, I have no idea. It's a good match, though. I'll say that. I do like Daniel Garcia. For me, I will say I wasn't sure about him at first, but seeing him more and more, he's actually growing. He's actually like a good wrestler. Like, don't get me wrong, like he's growing on me a lot more. But like, I sometimes just don't know where he fits. Sometimes, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's like a technical wrestler, but they don't really use him other than like if he's going when he's gone after the ROH Pure title or held it.
Yeah.
That's like where he fits best, but they never use him there.
Yeah, and like it just seems like he's just thrown into factions, which it works for some wrestlers. But for him, I feel like it's just like I don't know where he exactly fits.
Right.
He's a good asset for the company because he's a good worker in the ring and whatnot too. But like, I just don't know where's Tony Khan gonna put him exactly, you know? And the same thing with Christian. I mean, Christian Cage too. I don't even know what. I mean, his promos are. I don't know if I should be laughing at them, but it's just Christian Cage, you know?
Yeah. It's it's great.
It's literally Christian Cage.
It's Christian Cage.
I don't know how long he's on the belt for. I have no idea. Maybe Edge will beat him. Adam Copeland.
Just call him Edge.
It's vertical.
Horizontal.
That's so bad, too. The Continental Championship. Eddie Kingston defeated Bryan Danielson. Now, Mike, remember the stipulation we talked about? Mm-hmm. If Danielson lost, he had to shake Kingston's hand. What a weird stipulation. So we ran.
Yep.
It was a good match between them. Don't get me wrong. But this is a definition of like, it's already a good match. Why are you adding a random stipulation that ended up not using?
But I don't respect each other, so handshake.
Yeah, that's I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand that. I'm saying it ruined the match, but it was just like a weird stipulation to add that they ended up not using.
It was a weird cloud hanging over it. Like, it doesn't need this.
Yeah, do we need to shake?
You already have a title on the line. It doesn't need.
No, three titles?
Three titles.
Is it three titles?
It's technically four titles. It's three titles that make up one other title.
But if he loses one, then he goes back to one title.
No. If he loses it, he loses all the titles.
So you can't separate them. I actually just like every week. I still don't understand it. So, okay. One more time.
Okay.
Three belts. So, no, I'm this is what I think. Three belts, okay. Right?
Yep.
Three belts equals one belt. Okay.
Correct.
So they're not standalone belts now. All three of them are together.
Correct.
So we cannot technically defend title A alone.
At this point, they are not doing that. I'm sure at some point, if they want to do that, they will allow that to happen. But at this point, no.
Okay, I'm thinking that. All right, so that's what I thought in my mind. It was always on the table. So if it eventually is on the table and he defends title A and he loses it, he'll still have titles B and C, but he won't have the title D, which is all of them.
So long as they declare that only title A is on the line in that match, then yes.
Okay.
But at this point, they are just not doing that.
I'm going to ask you this again next week. I still have
no idea. Fine. It's fine. Yeah. I'll continue to.
Do you have any? I'm glad you know, honestly.
I barely understand it, but yeah.
this is why I have you on here. Brian, good evening. Josh Jacobs, big signing for you guys, yeah. Huh?
No more Aaron Jones.
I know. And AJ Dillon might be gone too.
Crazy.
Yeah, listen, Aaron Jones, maybe a Raven.
Why is that?
Just maybe. Could be a possibility. Just throwing it out there, too. How about this, Mike? An all-star scramble match. You miss those?
Yeah, especially when especially when this was supposed to be a Meat Madness match.
Yeah, this is. I really want to know what the
Meat Madness is. Well, I know what part of the reason why it wasn't a Meat Madness match was.
I think, well Miro was not...
Miro was not available, and I think we know why now.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what...
It broke, right... Shortly before we got, like, as you put the intro on, it broke.
Okay, I had no idea. So I'm just like, I don't know.
All right. Allow me to be your Woj, your Adam Schefter, your Ian Rappaport, your Buster Olney.
Michael DeSanto.
Mike DeSanto. It has been announced. It broke minutes before we went live.
Okay.
TMZ and corroborating reports are saying that Miro and Lana are done.
Oh.
Spitzville.
Oh, shoot. Really?
Yes. After 7+ years.
Wow. Damn. That's unfortunate.
I believe Lana is the one that announced it. They made the difficult decision to part ways after many fun years and move on as friends. And they are still interested in working together on screen in the future.
Is Lana or CJ Perry, for those the different name, is she still under AW contract or no?
I believe they both are.
I know Miro is, but I was saying is.
I could Looking at social media, I could kind of see this coming. It seemed like last 2 years she's been off doing her own thing.
I follow both of them on Instagram, and I used to see they used to post themselves together all the time doing all rant, like wrestling things, not wrestling things.
Right.
And then actually, now that you mentioned, I'm thinking like, yeah, like I've seen their posts, like they're both separate. Like
I haven't seen them together in a long time.
Yeah. So. No, it's unfortunate.
But please, as somebody else tweeted out afterwards, please respect their privacy, everybody.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into the deal. But let's just wish them both well. Who was the other one? Miro, and what was the other one supposed to be in the Meat Madness match? Was it
because
it was supposed to be Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs. Was Lance Archer in the
Meat Lance Madness? Archer was in it.
So it was them three, and we were thinking
it was supposed to be Miro.
And there was a fourth we thought was gonna be in it too, right? And I forgot. Willie Mack?
Maybe.
No, but Willie Mack was in the pre-show, Matt. Willie Mack's not part of AEW, right? Or is he like...
He might be now. Because I haven't heard that he's a... Hold on. Let me double check that.
That's what I'm trying to think. Because when I saw him, I'm like, Willie Mack is like a free agent, quote unquote, that goes back and forth everywhere.
Yeah. He's been notably in TNA.
You still could have done the somewhat Meat Madness match though, too, right? Was it Magnus?
Yeah.
No, Magnus is... I'm thinking of Nick Aldis.
Yeah, Magnus. When I read Magnus, that's what I thought it was, but it's a Mexican celebrity.
Yeah, no. I thought when you wrote Mad Mike, this was Magnus. I'm like, no, not Nick Aldis. Although Nick Aldis in that Meat Madness match would have been very good. Although I love now Nick Aldis as SmackDown GM.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But by the way, apparently they're supposed to have a joint announcement. Him and Adam Pearce are supposed to have a joint announcement tonight on Raw.
Maybe it's be about the tag team titles that's been rumored to talk about as well too. Maybe finally split that, them up.
Maybe.
And another draft?
Hopefully. That's what I'm hoping it's coincided with, this draft.
Can it be like a legit draft? It's not like it's like legit, maybe?
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to give Pierce and all this autonomy, like legitimate autonomy. Let them pick people.
Like let them, like no script.
No script, no nothing. Just let them pick people.
And they've been in the business for so long, they can make it work without a script. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're very good at what they do.
I mean, obviously you're going to talk with the creative team and Hunter as far as like what everybody's plans are.
Yeah. Like beforehand being like, hey, like this is what we want to do. Okay, right. Fine. We'll do that. Or like, oh, can we do this instead?
Or if you want to have internal restrictions, like, all right, like as much as Pierce, as much as you are going to want Roman on Raw, we have to leave. Like the champions have to stay where they are, or something. Yeah,
or like, listen, we'll give you Roman, but we have to have CM Punk. Like, you know what I mean, like that. But
Punk
like,
or Seth, or
maybe like the mid card guys and tags, they could be like free range. You know,
yeah,
female talent too, like free range, go wherever you want with them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So for the answer for Willie Mack, he is currently a free agent because he's appearing in AAA, AEW, MLW, and Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Okay. So he's all so either way the. Was the scramble match, which again, I love a good scramble match. Wardlow defeated Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Chris Jericho, Hook. It was Brian Cage. That was the other one in the
Brian Cage. Right.
He's right there. Brian Cage, Magnus, and Dante Martin in an all-star scramble match. Wardlow receives a future world title shot. I'm assuming it's for the world championship.
Yes, yeah, it's for the AEW world.
He's gonna verse Samoa Joe for it too. Again, I like a good all-star scramble match. All these guys in it, like where I would expect to be in a scrum match. You got the powerhouse guys, the main eventers, the guys who are kind of the youngest around the stars, the veterans, and some high flyers. You're like, all right, they probably won't be in it, but maybe like a Dante Martin or something too. So this is a good combination of a match.
I like it. By the way, this match also answered our question from 2 weeks ago. Whatever happened to Wardlow and the Kingdom and Adam Cole?
Yes.
Because we haven't really seen them much.
They're here.
They're still a thing.
Yeah, they're here.
They accompanied Wardlow to the ring, so apparently they're still a group together.
They're here. I know. So every time I say they were there, I go, we're here. Charles Aisle says, hello, guys. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Thank you for checking out. Oh, I saw your picture with Sting. That's a good picture. Thank you, Sting. Brian, don't say that. Ric Flair still got it, man.
don't give him hope.
Don't. He's going to read that and come back in there, too. Blackpool. Oh no, sorry. International Championship. Roderick Strong defeated Orange Cassidy. Mike, were you shocked by that? No, you didn't like it.
No, I just want Orange Cassidy to hold the title. I don't mind Roderick Strong though as champion.
That's the thing. I like Rod. I think he should get more recognition. You know, I feel like he's like getting more championship opportunities. So I'm glad he has that. So I can't complain with that.
By the way, whatever happened to Red Dragon?
I think Kyle. Kyle O'Reilly's back.
Okay. What about Bobby? Is he still
I don't think Bobby's in AEW anymore. I'm gonna look this up. I think I saw him somewhere else. I'm gonna look this up where he is because I remember him. But like I saw on Instagram, he popped up somewhere else.
But I wanted undisputed era in AEW.
You know, we want a lot of things, right?
Led by
Adam Cole.
Baby.
Yeah, no, he's an ML. Yeah, I just looked as Christopher can say he's an MLW like full time.
Okay.
Yeah, Britt Fisher's contract expired and was not renewed on August 31st, 2022.
Expired.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that actually was a while.
You said 2022?
August 31st, 2022 with AEW, and his contract was not renewed, thus making him a free agent. Then he joined Impact for a little bit, then went back to New Japan, and then now in MLW.
Oh,
so but I think Kyle O'Reilly, is obviously he's back there too. So
KOR,
yeah. I'm glad he's back though.
Me too. He's dealt with a lot of bad injuries. I hope
he's been through a lot. You know what I mean? Like he's been through like, and also too, isn't he like a diabetic too?
I think so.
Like he has to deal with that going into like being a wrestler too. Again, I give that guy a lot of credit though.
Yeah, for sure.
But so what are we up to now? Blackpool Comic Club defeated FTR. Oh, sorry.
By the way, according to the Christopher's comment, Wardlow and Joe is on Wednesday.
Prediction? Small Joe?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, okay, I figured. Although he would have been great at the Meat Madness match.
Yes.
He would have been very, very... Can we just have the championship, like a Meat Madness, like for the scramble match for the championship?
Yes.
That's what I want.
But I require the walk-away spot to be a part of it.
Lou just like gets up. That's an underrated move in wrestling. Yes, the Pro Bowl return man Devin Duvernay is a Jaguar, by the way. Ravens 2-time Pro Bowler and All Pro Devin Duvernay is a Jacksonville Jaguar. Thank you, Kevin, for writing that too. By the way,
Gabe Davis.
Yeah, and Mac Jones, Kevin's favorite quarterback. Yeah. By the way, Kevin thinks that Patriots did him dirty. Mac Jones revenge tour. Kevin,
yes.
Remember that. All right, your Knicks takes. Knicks are back. Blackpool Comic Club to beat FTR. Great match.
Yes.
There's nothing else I could say. Excellent. Perfection. There's like nothing I can say bad about them. So they don't need titles. I can do whatever. Just let them wrestle for the entire hour. I'll be okay with it because they can actually make it work, you know?
Yes.
Although it's still weird calling it Blackpool Comic Club when William Regal's not there.
And now is actively on.
Like literally on the
other television.
How happy did it make you feel when you saw him on NXT? Just like out on in the ring. Like I felt like very happy to see that. I'm like, this is where. Like, he was good in AEW. Great in AEW. But, like, this, like...
That was one of the coolest things I realized at the new year. I was like, it's January.
Yeah.
That means he can be on screen.
And it was his son that was in the ring, too, right?
Yep, I believe. Harley Dempsey.
It's like, again, AEW is great. Even WWE, great. But just for some reason, NXT is like, yes. He never wrestled there. But, like, it's just, that's where he belongs. He's, like, perfect there.
And I like that they're using him as, like, an advisor.
Yeah, not the GM.
And he's being called Mr. Regal.
Which is honestly perfect. Yeah. Love that. Big, always been a big Regal
fan.
Bring
back Tajiri.
I hate him. I hate him. Will Ospreay defeated Konosuke Takeshita. Good. This is a very, very good match too, by the way. Yes. Very excellent match.
They're both
good, both great. They're again. Both fantastic. They could put them in like for an hour and I would be okay with it, right?
Yes.
No title, no nothing. The Women's World Championship, Toni Storm defeated Deonna Purrazzo. I was expecting kind of Purrazzo to win because she was like there. But she's all elite now, right? Like she's fully.
Yeah. She's in. Yeah, she's signed.
She's going to be champion soon, though, right?
I would think so. I think she ends up being, if she's not the one to take it off of Storm, she's the one to take it off the one that takes it off Storm.
Not the TBS championship, right?
Where is that? Who has that now?
Is Jay Cargill?
I don't think that's possible.
No, I really honestly, I feel like I forget so many times who has what titles too. I think it's not Willow.
It's not Chris Statlander, is it?
No. Is it Chris Statlander?
No. Oh, Julia Hart.
Wait, but she was in the pre-show match in a tag match. Great. Put your wasted wrestler. Put your title. You put so much effort in being we're the first company in North America to have a secondary women's title. And you don't freaking use it.
You have it. You have one person hold it. Are we still we're still at only three people have held it, right?
It's got to be two. It can't be three.
Well, because Statlander had it for, I think Statlander's the one that took it off Cargill.
Oh, that's right. You might be right. Is it three? Hold on. It's three. Wow.
Still. It's been, okay, Fonz. Do you know how long? Do you remember how long that's been a title?
Didn't it start in 2022? We talked about this, saying it's like the first thing we're looking forward to in the new year is the new secondary women's title. I remember that.
Cargill won it on January 5th.
Yeah, and we said like this is going to be a good way to bring her in. Yep. Secondary belt. It's a good placeholder for her to be the women's. Yeah. Oh, Mike, we said this. Said she's going to hold on for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, drop it, then go for the women's world champion. That's what we thought, right? That's what happened,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, we thought Ruby Soho was going to be the next one to win it.
Yeah, we thought like redemption. That's what happened, right, Mike?
Yeah, no, totally. That is what happened. She didn't win it on January 5th, 2022 and not lose it till Chris Statlander came back from injury in May of 2023.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man, I hate that. Man, hate it here.
508 days.
It's a lot of days. Man, it was like it died out like a couple of months in. Like, yeah, like she's got to like, you know. A brand new title. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. We had it already. Too. World Championship, Samoa Joe defeated Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland. You know me, I want a Swerve to win it, but I figured, how long is Joe going to hold on to the belt for? He's not going to be, he's not going to drop it to Wardlow.
I don't think they're going to do it I don't think it's going to be a golden swap, say that.
Yeah, but have we ever had a golden swap for a world title on the show ever in the history?
I think so.
Did we?
We might have, like, once.
I don't remember that, but this was really good. You think Swerve will ever actually win the world championship, though?
Yeah.
You don't think he'll ever?
I'm sorry, but no.
It's a shame. I wish he would. You think Hangman would ever be?
Nope.
You don't think he'll ever be in the title picture again?
Nope. He's already taking time off after this.
Is it injury or just taking time off period like this?
I don't know. I get a feeling it's a little bit he's banged up and a little bit like they have nothing for him now.
You think he'll leave? Yep. You think he'll go to Impact or something? Back to Japan? We talk about this. Why don't we talk about this last episode?
I think he'll go to TNA.
He would actually. I would want to see him in NXT, though. I'm not going to lie.
I would. I don't know. He's. Why is everybody like down on him now?
I don't know.
Did he do something? Did he say something?
I don't. Honestly, we would know, right? Like, I always liked Paige. We've always did. You know, it was like a great story. Like, I don't remember him having any controversial things. And if we're wrong, let us know. Like, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, he won the title. But, like, then, like we said last time, he won the title, like, to win the title.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything for him after.
He didn't have, like, a story after, like, having, like, all this. Like, he just won it and then, like, was in the backseat story with Kenny Omega, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, it's like very weird. That's very weird. But the main event, Mike, Sting and Darby Allin, your AEW World Tag Team Championship. They retained against the Young Bucks.
Yeah, they did.
Now, did you expect that to happen?
No.
Well, it did. I think it's what happened the following Dynamite. Dropped the bully. I kind of knew when that happened, the drills were going to be dropped, right? And then Darby Allin saying he's going to climb Mount Everest.
Yep.
So I don't know where that came from, to be honest. But like when he said that, I'm like, okay. I was like, all right, like, no, good for him. Like, I would never do that.
No, which apparently he legitimately is doing.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, is he just like, I didn't. Did this have to be like a segment on AEW? could it have been like on an Instagram story or something? Like, I don't understand. I was like, all right, what does this have to do with the actual storyline of wrestling? You know? But yeah, what'd you think of Sting? His sons were cosplaying as younger.
That was
Sting.
Cool.
It was like a
that
cool.
That was a cool touch.
No, it was really cool, and Darby's fall onto a glass table was,
not as cool.
Yeah. Is he okay? Like, what does he do with this?
So, stuff? Apparently, physically, he's okay. Apparently, backstage, he's not okay.
Yeah,
they didn't like that. From what I was reading, they didn't like it.
Yeah,
that's part of why he's going to climb Mount Everest now.
To show Tony Khan, hey, I'm okay, I can climb Mount Everest.
No, he's, I'm just kidding. No, I know. But unfortunately, it's like, go home.
Yeah, not good, but good for clicks on social, I guess, you know, but like, was that poor? I don't understand that whole spot.
Was that necessary?
Yeah. Or was it like, I don't understand.
I've heard this about him before, though, that they've been unhappy with the fact that he comes up with cool spots, but he like goes overboard.
Yeah, like, you're like, all right, that's a cool spot, but then like, he takes it, like, a notch that, like, you don't really need, like, you know, like...
like, we really don't want to have to send you to the hospital being impaled with glass.
Was that just looked bad. Like, honestly, I was like, I watched it. I'm like, this isn't like worth like rewatching over and over again. You know, it was like, And then the Young Bucks, you know, listen, they didn't put over, they didn't get put over by Sting, you know, good, right? They didn't, Sting did not put over a young talent in the Young Bucks. So Sting got his final pin. So we'll get to Sting in a second. So now the Young Bucks down with the title. Like, what's going to happen with the AEW tag title? They're vacating right now, right? Because Darby vacated them.
They're vacant.
So what happened? What is the title? Is it their match set up for it, or is it the next pay-per-view?
I think there's a tournament.
So what's the, I got to see what the tournament is now then, right? I got to see.
You know who's winning it?
The Young Bucks? I already knew that. I already knew that. Like, it's we already assumed
that's
that
a foregone there. Conclusion.
So, former, is there any?
Apparently, while you're looking that up, I did hear that Sting was like very adamant that he wanted to lose.
I mean, isn't that the point?
It's the traditional thing,
especially with the guy like, you know, like staying like a professional, has been doing it for so long. He's very traditional with stuff too. You probably want that, right?
Right.
But you know.
Well, and that's why I was going to go the route, and I would have gone the route, have Darby turn on him. That way it's not a clean loss to this legend.
Yeah, he probably would have been like, it's a good way like to pass over the torch to Darby now as the heel. Maybe because he did all those antics. I don't know. It's just like, oh, crazy. It's a good match, like kind of to end Sting's career. And it was cool to see like his sons being different eras of Sting. Again, it was really cool. Just now it's like, what do you do with the tag titles? I'm just looking at the it is confirmed that the Young Bucks will be part of the tournament, as well as Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta. And FTR also declared for it. Tony Schiavone added the tournament will begin 1 week's time on March 16th on the episode of Collision.
So this
Saturday, there's no so it's just FTR, Young Bucks, and Trent Beretta and Orange Cassidy, which is a very interesting tag team. Early predictions? Oh, yeah. Early predictions? Matt and Nick Jackson for the Young Bucks, God damn it. God damn it. Quote, before we get to Sacrifice, Sting's career, right? Legendary career he's done. You know, thank you, Sting. You know, you had a lot of great memories all over. Not just, you know, obviously WCW. A little bit of a late run with WWE, TNA, and now at AEW. Wrestling for so many decades at a time. Remember, Mike, we weren't sure he's ever going to wrestle again. Right. Comes back to AEW, it's a one-off thing. You know, we made jokes about being like, why is he still wrestling? But like, you know, I got to give him credit for being at that age and still wrestling after coming back from that neck injury and actually putting on some decent, you know, match. At least he was on tag team matches. You know, it wasn't like he was doing single stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't that I didn't want to see Sting wrestle anymore. I always want to see Sting wrestle.
Yeah.
It was more for his health.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
You don't need to wrestle anymore. So like, I'd rather not see you in a wheelchair because you do this. If that's going to be what happens. And I'm glad that that's not what happened. I'm glad that he was able to go out on his own terms. And because I know that was probably a big driving force, was like going out on his own terms, not having to have a doctor tell him.
You know, it's again, good for him. Again, kudos to Sting. Looking at his accomplishments, a lot of accomplishments as we go. So AEW accomplishments, one time tag team champion with Darby, right?
Right.
For Jim Crockett Promotions, WCW. One-time NWA champion, NWA World Television champion, WCW U.S. champion, WCW six-time champion, three-time WCW Tag Team champion, and then you go to TNA, one-time NWA champion, four-time TNA champion, one-time TNA Tag Team champion. You know who his tag team partner was? Any idea?
One-time TNA Tag Team champion?
Yeah. You know his partner?
Was it Kurt?
It was Kurt Steven Angle. TNA first member of the TNA Hall of Fame, by the way, first member of the TNA Hall of Fame class. And WWE does not have any title awards with WWE. He's only is the Hall of Fame in the class of 2016 too. Where do we put Sting as like one of like the best? You know, I just threw a lot at you with that. Like,
that's an understandably loaded question for anybody, really.
Yeah, I'm saying it's like I meant to ask this before and like right before we record. Like, I'm gonna ask you like things like, where do we put, like, if we put him in the WCW, like, are we putting him in, like, the WCW Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
You know,
100%. I would say so. Yeah.
With the different eras of Sting, to Crow Sting, Surfer Sting, like, any, even Wolfpack, Red Face Wolfpack Sting. Like, he worked with so many ways, too.
Yeah. I can at least confidently say, overall, across all generations and companies, he's top 50.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
At least. I would have to. It's one of those lists that you'd have to like write out.
Really sit down and think about. Yeah, but I could, yeah. You could put him in the top 30.
Yeah, that yeah, at least top 30. I would say I would.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but to do all that in so many different eras of different decades of wrestling too,
it's impressive.
And the one thing I wish he came to WWE during that invasion angle. Obviously, you know, couldn't happen at the time, but it's a lot of kind of what ifs being like, man, what if they actually did that? Like there was planned of like an Undertaker Sting match at WrestleMania back in the day. Could you imagine if that was like an actual if actually happened? How awesome would that been, you know? Or what if Sting didn't get hurt in WWE when he actually came in against Seth Rollins? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who knows? Would he have won the title? I have no idea. Like, what if he beat Triple H at WrestleMania 31? He should have. But he had, go ahead.
Well, the NWO thing was cool, but it was also a little weird because it's like, okay, but we know Nash and Hall are Hunter's friends.
Yeah.
So why would they help Sting?
Yeah, it was like 50,000 members of NWO too, because like X-Pac was with during that match. X-Pac was with DX, I believe, but also yeah, the NWO right. came out, but he was on both things. So it was like kind of weird. It's wrestling. It's stupid, you know. But let's be real. It's stupid. We're fans. It's stupid. We think about stuff like this, but I think about the logistically. Like, hold on a second. You know, like they're on. Yeah, I'm not saying wrestling's stupid. I'm just in hindsight.
X-Pac's kind of, in both stables.
Yes.
Why is that?
Now, again, people, I'm not saying wrestling's stupid, but, you know, when you think about it, you know, it could be, you know, with things like that, too, you know. Not Randy Orton, stupid. Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Imagine if Evolution came out, too.
That would, might as well. I mean, really.
Complicate things.
How about the Four Horsemen, you know, or something, yeah. You know, have Rick the way the
Evolution. No, main event Mafia.
I would have loved that. That's another stable Sting was part of, too. Yeah. Was he part of Fortune? No, he wasn't part of Fortune. That was a
few, no. He was going against Fortune.
He was going against Fortune too. TNA, Mount Rushmore. I would put him in too, right? I would say. Sting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
like him, Angle,
AJ,
AJ and Christian. Or if you want to put a female in there, Gail Kim.
Kim. Kim. Small Joe.
Joe.
Eric Bischoff, Ric Flair, Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan,
Scott Steiner.
Garrett Bischoff.
Gunner.
Oh my God.
Shark Boy.
Curryman. Who was Curryman? I don't know who that was.
I don't know. Never know. He looked strangely like Christopher Daniels.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Christopher Daniels? Like, legitimately. Like, what happened to him?
I don't know. I think he's a producer.
Good for him. That guy's been wrestling for a long time, by the way, too. But Sting's career, kudos to a great, great career. He'll probably still be around the wrestling business, right? Like probably like maybe like producing.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, like he'll still be like around too, maybe producing whatever too or something too. I want him to be Joker Sting and being GM of AEW.
Yes.
I just want that. I do want Joker Sting to come back one time. That's what I want.
Well, I mean, if he's leaving, he's probably not leaving AEW, but he's probably free to go do stuff. He could pop up in TNA.
He should. Why not? I don't think he should wrestle. Now, I think I think he's legit done with the way he was posting things and celebrating in the ring. Like, I think he's legit done wrestling.
Done. Yeah.
I think so. It's not like Ric Flair, because there's always little rumbles that he might think Ric Flair is going to make his appearance back in the ring too. But I think Sting's legit done. Right.
I would agree.
It's got to be. What's the next thing we got on here too? So again, thanks to Sting. TNA Sacrifice. Scott Steiner's favorite pay-per-view. And if you know,
you know.
Two pre-show matches. You know my favorite. Title matches on the pre-show. Crazy Steve defeated Joe Henry to retain the Digital Media Championship.
Yep.
And next on this one, a Speedball Mountain, great name, defeated the Rascals. Nice little tag team on the pre-show, too. So I can't complain about it, except the title match on the pre-show.
Yes.
It's whatever, too. Nick Nemeth, who kind of looks like Dolph Ziggler.
A little bit. And that guy from Spirit Squad.
Yeah, and the caddy that Curran White had for a while. And Curran White also kind of looked like Chavo Guerrero, by the way.
He did a little bit, but with like blonde hair.
Yeah, like don't do this. Let's start off with Stegen Flair, a buttload of money.
No, don't
give him ideas. Do not give him any ideas. But in all seriousness, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler, it's weird to see him though in another ring. You know what I mean? Like, because he's been in WWE for so long since he started, though. But he looks good in the ring. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic wrestler. It is just weird to see him not in WWE.
I know.
But good for him. Like, I wish it. I hope he has a great career outside of WWE, and I hope he comes back someday.
I think he definitely will. I think he's going to win a title on TNA. He has to, right?
I would think so. He's got. He should be world champion.
I was going to say.
He should be world champion.
I was going to mention, would you put him as a world champion? Not now, yeah. But like, would you put him in there?
Eventually,
This year, maybe?
By the end of the year.
Was it because Moose is a champ? Although a Moose versus Dolph match would be. That would be an underrated, sneaky good match, by the way, too.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Let's say he never comes back to WWE. Hall of Famer?
I would put him in the... I would still put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, even take WWE career alone, Grand Slam champion, if I'm not mistaken, right? Now, it's just like, you can't be like, oh, it's the only thing, but like, put on countless great matches. Multi-time tag champion, too, right? At least twice.
I believe so, yeah.
You know, we teamed with Bobby Roode, right? He was teamed with Bobby Roode?
Yep, Dirty Dogs.
Yes, he won with Drew also. And he was with the Spirit Squad tag titles also.
If they count that, right? They acknowledge the fact that he was Nikki in.
Yeah, they count that he was 3-time champion. I think he also won with Big E when they did a tag team where they just challenged. Did they win it? No, they did. I think they challenged for it. Money in the Bank winner too. So
world champion.
So like has like a column. I would put him in. You know what I mean?
I agree. I just wanted to see.
I think maybe it might be a little bit longer than normal, probably, I would say. But I think if I look back in a couple of years, be like, oh, yeah, finally, well-deserved, I would say, if anything.
So one of those, yeah.
Would agree with that. World Tag Team Championship. The System defeated ABC. Finally. Feels like every single TNA pay-per-view we've had the ABC being tag champions. So we got new tag champions. Woo. But guess what, Mike? It's not a golden swap.
No.
And what is a golden swap? Tune in next week and you'll find out.
Yep.
Mike's two favorite wrestlers, PCO, defeated Khan. And Mike told me last week Khan was Connor from Ascension.
Yeah, do you know who PCO is?
No, I know we used to wrestle back in the day in WCW. I forgot what is
It's what PCO stands for.
Yeah, I know, but now I'm throwing blank on the name. I know. Was he one of the Quebecers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's
what it was. Yeah, I was like, he's one of the Quebecers. So no, we keep. That still amazes me.
And he looked nothing like that. He stopped wrestling for a long time. Came back as the French Canadian Frankenstein. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, I remember he was with the Ring of Honor, right? When he left wrestling, came back, went to Ring of Honor too.
Yeah,
I remember when he went there. I remember watching when he was in Ring of Honor. I'm like, who is this guy? And I looked up, like, oh, this guy was part of the Quebecers back in the day. I'm like, hold on, the Quebecers were like way back in the day. How can he still? I'm like, good for him, he's still wrestling, but
he was in Brawl for All.
Yeah,
after Rougeau retired, he was in Brawl for All.
Do you think the Brawl for All would work today?
No.
Can you imagine the Brawl for All today?
No, because you'd almost have to include Brock, and he's just going to kill everybody.
Now we can say his name. now we can say Brock.
The final would probably be Bobby and Brock.
That actually would be a very, very good. I'd watch it. Then Cain Velasquez comes out of nowhere. Remember him?
Yeah, he was around for a minute.
Tyson Fury. What a weird time in wrestling. That was like the sad part of wrestling where I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Remember when Floyd Mayweather legitimately broke Big Show's nose?
Yeah, that was one of the few celebrity matches at WrestleMania that I actually found entertaining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of found it actually.
Well, there was an actual story behind it.
That's what it was, too. And then, my least favorite one was Big Show versus Akebono in a sumo match. Remember that one?
Yep.
You know what? We're going to, when it gets close to WrestleMania, we'll look at our favorite and least favorite WrestleMania matches.
Sounds good.
And that is one of them, the Akebono sumo wrestling match, which was the most useless match in WrestleMania history, and that's saying a lot because there was a couple of them that were pretty useless. Knockouts Tag Team Championship, Spitfire, Danny Luna and Jody Threat defeated MK Ultra to win the belts too. Look at that, new male and female tag team champions. Look at that. Good. Nothing wrong with that. Whatever happened to the gold? That's a good question.
That's actually a good question. I don't remember.
You never found, I never solved that, right?
No. We never knew who, yeah. That was a series that was part of a series of unfinished storylines. We never knew what the Golden Egg was about. We never knew who the SmackDown hacker was.
Who threw the pie at Kevin Owens?
Who threw the pie at Kevin Owens? We never know.
Yeah. That's a good top 10, by the way.
What? Unsolved storylines?
Yeah. That's really good, actually, now I think about it.
Who? What were the plans for the Shockmaster?
That's right. Oh, my God. I don't even know what happened.
You remember
that.
Who introduced him?
Wasn't it Sting?
It was Sting.
The Shockmaster. Wasn't it Tugboat?
Yes, it was Tugboat.
Yeah. Oh man, wrestling. I cannot explain wrestling to a non-wrestling fan. The Shockmaster. Right? Hammerstone, great name by the way, defeated Josh Alexander.
Did not realize he's in Impact or in TNA now.
Didn't he have a first name?
Alexander.
Yeah, was it Alex Hammerstone? Alexander
Hamilstone? Alexander Hammerstone.
I'm gonna say Hammerstone.
Mark Hamilstone.
So that'd be interesting. So is Hammerstone, he's fully in TNA, right?
Or
is
I think so. Well, yeah. I knew he was leaving MLW, so he must be.
And did they just shorten it? Did they just shorten?
They just took his first name away. Yeah.
Is Vince McMahon running TNA now? Because he loves doing that, by the way. Just throwing it out there. Just saying.
Inject TNA with a lethal dose of poison.
Take away your first name. Speaking of guys who used to have the first name, Mustafa Ali and Grizzled Young Veterans defeated Time Machine. Remember, Mustafa used to be just called Ali.
Yeah, he was Ali. Yeah. He was also a SmackDown hacker. And leader of Retribution.
Allegedly?
Slapjack.
Slapjack. Who's Slapjack?
Shane Thorne.
What? I will say this actually was a pretty good match, even though it didn't have any titles on it, too. It was a lot of literally good. I mean, Time Machine, great team. You know that. I love them. Big fan of Time Machine. And I like Grizzled Young Veterans. It's Grizzled Young Vets now, right? They're not veterans.
Yeah, because they technically can't use Grizzled Young Veterans.
I think Grizzled Young Vets is better. It rolls off the tongue better, I would say. Sounds better when like doing the long.
Better than Schism.
That was their name, right?
Oh my God, that was their name.
That was their name too. I don't remember that. Well, just weird times in
wrestling. Retribution versus Schism for the tag titles.
That's right, because Ali was part of Retribution. Could have, should have. The Knockouts World Championship. Jordynne Grace defeated Tasha Steelz and Xia Brookside. I didn't realize Xia Brookside was in TNA now.
Yes. She just signed last year.
Yeah, she hasn't been used a lot, I feel like, right?
No.
Formerly with NXT, right? Yep. She was in the Mae Young Classic, by the way. Yep. The first one, I believe, or the second one.
Yes, because at the time, Robbie Brookside, right? Brookside was still a trainer.
Is Robbie Brookside still with WWE? No, right?
I think he left.
I think he's
back over and like doing stuff with like ICW and Progress. Yeah. And
he used to wrestle, retired as a trainer now too, right? Yeah. Whatever. So,
yeah.
Still a good match. Jordynne Grace, incredible. I mean, literally, like really, I think she's gonna hold on to the belt probably for a long time, I would say.
Yes, as she should.
Yeah, she 100% too. And it's not like a drag of a title reign too. Right. Like she's having great matches no matter what. It's not like there's like no like slowing it down. It's not feeling dull, you know?
Right.
Like it works, you know?
Yeah. So. I agree.
World Championship finally, Moose defeated Eric Young, aka Super Eric, aka I don't know what else he was.
Team Canada.
Eric Young.
What were they called?
Oh, you mean NXT?
Why am I blanking?
Sanity.
Yeah.
I thought you meant something in TNA. No, that was that
one. Underrated theme.
What, Sanity's theme?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I love that theme. Such a good one, too. Wish it worked on SmackDown. Anyway, Moose, really good match. I kind of expected Moose to retain here. Who's Moose's next opponent going to be? If it's like, I'm trying to think, like, who would it be, you know? Well, you think Eric Young's going to challenge it again, you know?
I think I could see Eric Young challenging it again. I think in the end, one of two people is going to end up taking it off of Moose, and that's either Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler, or Hammerstone.
You don't think Ali's going to do option C? You don't see it happening?
Well, he might do option C. I don't know if he's going to win.
You don't see him winning it, right?
No.
It took him so long to finally get his own singles belt in wrestling. I think, he's very talented, but yeah, I don't know. It could happen. If any company was to give it a shot, I would say it'd be TNA, right?
If he keeps trending and people keep getting behind him, I could see him ending up being world champion. But
yeah. So Hammerstone fully signed with Impact too. Okay. But I remember I don't know if it was like a part-time kind of thing too.
Yeah.
Slapjack obviously have slap nuts in the whole skit with Beetlejuice. Yeah, remember that Beetlejuice skit with Jeff Jarrett?
Yep.
Slap nuts just hits him over the head with it. Was that Vince Russo's idea, by the way?
Probably.
But overall sacrifice. Pretty good show. Closing out the show here, Mike.
SmackDown.
What the hell happened on SmackDown? Yeah, that's a show, everybody.
That's just
I love this though. Like, truthfully, I do. That segment was good. I wish it didn't cut short. It ended, but it kind of ended really cool with the slap. Yeah. Apparently, it was supposed to be a brawl at the end, right? It was supposed to be like a brawl at the end of it, but then it got cut to time, and Fox refused to let it air over the 2-hour limit.
So they still did the brawl for the live audience, right?
I believe they did for the live audience.
But they cut it for them.
And someone commented on that, like that report, being like, this is why SmackDown's leaving Fox. Which I think where are they going? They're going to USA. Because Raw's going to Netflix.
SmackDown's moving to USA.
You'll see SmackDown going to Netflix too, right, at some point?
Yeah. They'll sign an exclusive deal.
They'll do both. That'd be crazy. Yeah. That really would be something. That'd be, guess get that Netflix.
Either that or SmackDown goes to Prime.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Amazon Prime's getting big now, too, by the way. Yes. But I did like the ending. I like The Rock is really good. I'd say the heel Rock is really good. I am liking it a lot. That whole promo, that 30-minute promo he did on his phone, by the way. I mean, I just want to be I want to be a fly on the wall for like somebody else in that area just seeing The Rock put his phone, like recording a promo, whatever, too. Again, he just makes it look so good, too. And one thing I want to add to this. I just noticed this a little bit when I was watching it. Did The Rock reveal something that we should have known with Goldust being potentially in the Hall of Fame?
He may have.
I was just thinking about that.
We still have one spot open.
Yeah, and you know, we'll kind of tie in with the Hall of Fame stuff too, actually. But like we forgot to mention that, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that, and I meant to write that to you. I was gonna ask you, like, first of all, would you put Goldust in the Hall of Fame? I agree with you on that. Didn't have the world titles, or whatever, but was a constant character in the Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era, and consistency coming. No matter when he left and came back, he still got a pop. Remember when he came back in the 2006 Royal Rumble? After a couple of years, he still got the pop.
Everybody was excited to see him.
Everyone was always excited. And he always had. I mean, when I say this too with Goldust, you think of like the top 10 funniest, just funny. I know wrestling's not like big with, but like. You have to have a little bit of comedy in wrestling, right? When you think of like the top 10 or the best comedy segments backstage, there's a good amount that has Goldust in it.
Yes.
And but it's not like force. It's like generally like funny with Booker T, Lance Storm, the ass cream with Christian. Like it was funny. Santa Goldust, Santy Dust or whatever. The thing with Goldberg. He made it like he was. Is a good comedy character. Yes. And he had a couple of tag team title reigns and he was a multi-time Intercontinental champion in the 90s.
Yep.
People forget about that too.
Yeah, I mean and the thing is it's not like he was a comedy character that was bad in the ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying
too. He was good.
He was very, very good in there. Had a lot of good moves too. Yeah. So when The Rock said they said like Hall of Famer or future Hall of Famer. Like he scrubbed it really quickly to make me think he might actually be in the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, he might be the final spot.
That's what I'm thinking. They are cooking.
Yes.
So Brian, I'll get to your question. And he says I think actually he's going to CW as well too.
Are they? Because I know NWA is going to CW.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe they'll go to TBS. Or maybe they'll go to TNT. They'll take over AEW's spot. AEW goes back to wherever they go to. Sorry, AEW fans. So I was just questioning about that, like because I think Cody's gonna be involved at the wrestling. Yeah, I mean Goldust is gonna be involved in the storyline, right? Or that remember that thing they did? Like did they do any of the WCW highlights for Sting's career in his video package or something like that? Because that was the apparent rumor deal. Like Goldust goes to Cody for the story stuff, and in return they get the rights to the WCW Sting stuff.
I didn't pay attention, but I think so.
Maybe if they do an AEW documentary, maybe they'll have it in there eventually. But you gotta have Goldust or Dustin. At WrestleMania for right,
yeah, it's got to be during the night one. Is it during the night one? No, it's got to be the main event, right?
One of them. It's got to be
the night. I would think it's gonna be night two because if the Bloodline wins,
yeah.
So based on what they said in SmackDown, if the Bloodline wins, it's Bloodline rules, which is essentially gonna be no holds bar, no.
What's
DQ,
all no holds bar match?
Extreme rules match.
What's the extreme rules match?
And false count anywhere match.
What is a false count anywhere match?
Anything goes match.
What is it? Anything goes match.
No DQ match.
What is a no DQ match?
You can do anything match.
What is a Nigerian drum fight match?
Stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no. It's just so many complicated things. But we kind of called it though being a tag match though.
Yeah. So can we say that at this point, what it sounds like is going to happen is Seth's going to take the pin.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
As your world champion. As your world champion.
As your world champion, one of your world champions.
Which you already buried. Which you already buried the title with Roman saying it's a B level, like right. Or like already burying it.
Yes.
And then having that, you know.
And then Cody wins the next night.
It's got to be. So if Cody and Seth win, it's a regular one-on-one.
It's a regular match.
Regular one-on-one match.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being if Cody and Seth win, then everyone's barred from ringside.
Yeah. In a steel cage?
Hell in a cell.
No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that at WrestleMania.
Punjabi prison match.
I would love that, actually, to be honest. Just like a big slap in the face to everybody. Yeah. This is what you waited for your story for. Here it is, a Punjabi prison match, and the Great Khali wins it. Or as a special guest enforcer.
He's your new undisputed universal champion.
I'd hate that with all my heart.
Yeah.
I think Cody should take the pin and just plan to see that, oh, maybe he isn't winning on night two.
Yeah, but they hate having someone that's about to win the title take the pin. The fear is that it discredits him in the eyes of the general fan.
Yeah, and if he and for me, yeah, I guess Brian's right, but I wouldn't like. I don't think he'd win at all. I think then that would be like, yeah, it's going to be Roman winning it.
And if the plan is Cody takes the pin in night one, Bloodline, the whole family versus family thing, and then Cody's going to win that match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that's the plan. Then if Cody's taking the pin night one, it has to be Rock that pins him.
Yeah.
You can't have Roman pin him. Because it's like, okay, you already beat him yesterday. Now I don't care as much about him finishing the story. Because you already beat him yesterday.
I have to finish the story.
I think he says that to Brandy when he's reading a book at night.
Cody,
it's midnight. We got to go to bed.
I have to finish the story. Probably. but I also kind of feel like this is just, again, we talk about the title. It's just his credit, Seth Rollins, the World Heavyweight Champion. Because we don't want... What's he doing with the belt at WrestleMania?
So I think the rumor is that on night two, it's going to be Seth and Drew.
Oh, yeah, because Drew won the Rumble.
And that's what lends, for me, that's what lends credence to the idea that Seth's taking the pin because just Drew get involved. Hit him with a claymore, soften him up for the next night. Supposedly the talk is that we're having two new world champions.
Yeah,
Seth and Roman are both dropping them the next night,
which they don't like normally. You notice that, right? They don't normally do that.
They don't normally do that, but it's Hunter's first solo Mania.
Yeah, really. I think Hunter will do what's best. That works best for business. Paul Levesque, Paul Levesque. It's still Triple H.
Triple H Levesque.
It's still Hunter.
It's still Hunter. That's the thing. It's transcended his life so much that his real first name, it's no longer Paul in the eyes of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, also, too, what about Davey?
I'm telling you, until I'm proven otherwise, I really don't think he has the contract.
I have no idea.
I think it's an empty briefcase. Oh,
such a weird... We forgot about that. And by the way, Money in the Bank will be here before you know it, by the way.
It's in July.
Yeah, it's going to be because the best thing is in April, May, June. I think it's like the first week of July, too.
Yeah, it's like July 6th.
So it could be literally technically June.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I did like the slap though. Also, the Rock calling Cody a mistake. Ooh.
That was nuts.
I was like, oh.
Also, Seth before that. You listen to me and you listen to me good, Mr. Midlife Crisis.
That was great.
I'm like, Seth was
very good on the mic. We knew that already. But like,
he's fantastic.
Roman also felt like the fourth banana in this whole thing.
He does too.
But I don't want to disrespect the tribal chief. You know, I'm going to acknowledge my tribal chief. You know,
he's just
but
standing like, back there like.
Yeah, like just in there laughing too. I love Paul Heyman's reactions to the whole thing, by the way, too. Paul's just great at reacting. I want a reaction channel of Paul Heyman reacting to things. Like, that's what I want. Like, that's what I want in my life, too.
Every so often, I'll go back and I'll watch compilation videos of Paul Heyman reacting to Brock Lesnar's music.
Yeah. My tribal chief.
My tribal chief. So he's going in the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so, as a side note.
Yes, yeah. We'll go quickly with the Hall. So the Hall of Fame class of 2024 is as follows. Paul Heyman, individually. Bull Nakano. Nakano. Mm-hmm. As a group, the U.S. Express, which is Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham, and the IRS. Celebrity, yes, IRS formerly, and the celebrity is Muhammad Ali. So all I would say, what's your thoughts on these four right here? What do you think?
So, Paul, absolutely.
100%.
Bull Nakano, absolutely.
I thought she was in
wrestling. I thought she was in.
I thought she was in already. When I saw it, I was like, awesome. But then I'm like, wait, I thought she was in already. Like, right. I thought.
US Express, yes. Big tag team wrestling. And to give my two cents on the question from earlier, it sets it up for next year.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah.
Because that's his dad and uncle.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that they're going to put.
Brett I'm assuming that's what it's going to be.
Because that's what Brian says here. I think they're going to do it.
Yes.
I thought this year, but I think now with this, they're going to wait a year, I feel like.
Yes. So. They're setting it up for next year. Also, if they're bringing Bo back with a halfway Bray character, maybe they want to get that established first.
That's something before they
then put the spotlight back on Bray by putting him in the
hole. Yeah. And for those who know, US Express, former one-time WWF Tag Team Champions and four-time NWA US Championship. Now, they weren't, you know, they had their tenure in WWE, but they're well known for their NWA days back in the day, like early. Like.
Yes. Oh, a transcendent 80s, 90s tag team.
They were like one of the pioneers, would you say?
Of what is now the tag division, yes.
Like you think of, like, that's one of the ones that started, yeah. I would say, too. Yeah. So, and Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's always they always do a tag team, a celebrity, a female wrestler, and a male wrestler / manager, and then a regular headliner class. Is Paul the headliner then? This has got to be, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Because he's in Philly. It's in Philly, ECW, whatever, too.
Yeah, he'll be the headliner then. So, I hadn't put that together, but yes.
I'm trying to think because, like, that's what it normally is, right? I'm looking at the last couple ones. It's always a male wrestler, female, tag team, celebrity, and a a manager. It's always manager. That's like the base, I feel like, because, like, last year
they're showing one extra spot.
Yeah,
and as previously stated, sounds like it might end up being Goldust.
I would assume so.
If they've made this deal for the Sting thing, like they apparently
it's gotta
have,
be part of it.
It makes sense.
Yeah, when else would you put Gold? You can do it no matter what, but I feel like this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, do it now. Do it while you have him available.
So last year's class was Rey Mysterio, The Great Muta, Stacy Keibler, Andy Kaufman, and Tim White won the Warrior Award. I'm assuming they're going to put that in there also, the Warrior
Award. Oh, they'll do a Warrior Award. I don't know. I wonder who's going to win it.
Because, like, there's the last couple ones that won it. Rich Herring won it. Titus O'Neil was the first one. Shad Gaspard and Tim White won it last year. Oh no, JJ Robertson too. The young kid reporter, remember back in the day too. So he won it too. So they have
back when it was in that was 30, right? Because that was or 31 when everyone was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they don't do this. They haven't done this as of late. Last year was 2021 was the last year they did. They did the legacy era of ones that were wrestling way, way back in the day, but, like, they don't like, they're not really as well known now, quote unquote, or something like that too. I don't think they do that anymore. I've seen
Inoki. That's what Inoki got in on, right?
Yeah, and Dr. Death Steve Williams was in it in the legacy, okay. But I thought he should have been the regular Hall of
Famer. Yeah, he was like the 80s.
There's like a bunch of other ones too, like Luna Vachon. I remember Vachon. Yeah. I don't know if Vachon. Bruiser Brody. They were in the legacy.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to. So probably Goldust is the other one, right?
Well, you could do the legacy for Goldust if you're going to go more recent, but not.
I think they do legacy for, like, way back when, you know, like, they don't do that now. I think because a lot of people know those, I would say, too. But also, there's another one. Batista is also technically not yet, but he's going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point.
They've said it's just when is he available to be?
Yeah, it says a future class, Batista. He's not now, right? They would have.
No.
Yeah, you put
no. He'd be the headliner. He's gonna be a headliner when he does it.
So it can't be next year because you put Bray as the headliner, right?
Do you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. I think you should, but
there's another question. Who inducts Paul? Who inducts all these people?
As it stands now, the name that stands out to me is Punk.
Inducts Paul Heyman.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a good.
Or
they're not gonna do
Brock. Brock's back.
They're not gonna do Brock. I don't think they're gonna.
He'll mention
his name.
Yeah. Brock.
Paul Heyman's Hall of Fame speech is going to be very good. It's going to be like, I'm going to listen to that from beginning to end. It's not going to be like The Undertaker where he's standing and walking around the ring for like 3 hours. But that was also a really good Hall of Fame. Yeah. That was such a good one.
Let me tell you a story. Mark, we got to go.
Yeah, you know, but you're not going to tell Undertaker to stop.
You're
not going to tell him that.
Well, yeah, Triple H has already said like the worst thing he's ever had to do was stop Rick.
Well, yeah, I would have given him a time.
Now we're on to the 80s, Rick.
Rick, you gotta stop.
Everyone's gone.
So we'll say Punk for
I Paul. Would say at this point Punk, mainly because a lot of the ECW guys you can't get right now, they're doing other
the Sandman.
No,
the Tommy Dreamer. I would love for him to Tommy Dabe. I would love Tommy Dreamer to be inducting Paul Heyman.
They're not gonna let RVD do it.
Yeah, probably not the best idea to have RVD in it too. Dudley Boys?
Good. You could have them do it.
You could have the Dudleys in it too. Because they work with them in WWE also.
Yeah.
Who would like, so even like.
I just feel like since they have Punk.
Yeah, Punk would be. Brian, I don't think Tommy Dreamer.
Well, he's doing a bunch of stuff in TNA, isn't he?
Yeah, like fully part of it now. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. He'll probably be there.
He might be there.
They're not going to say, I think Hunter now will be okay with letting other guys from the company come there, especially for their friend and Paul Heyman. Like, they're going to have a lot of ECW guys there, I feel like, because of it.
There's going to be a lot of ECW chants.
That's
the thing. Heyman's speech is going to be long. Heyman's speech is going to be long because it's going to take 5 minutes to start.
Yeah. It's going to be. I'm watching that from beginning to end.
Oh, so. Yeah. For sure.
Even the U.S. Express. Probably another tag team I would say would induct them, right? I would say like a modern tag team that they got inspiration from.
Check something because I don't know. It could be a modern tag team. Is there a manager they had that's available? Because I want to say potentially the Jim Cornette may have managed them at one point. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at their members. It just says Barry and Mike. They don't have any. They didn't have any managers. I didn't see.
Hmm. Or is it Bo?
Would Bo do it?
I wouldn't see why not.
No, I would be okay with that too.
Oh right? No, that's what it is.
What?
So March 10th, 2008 episode of Raw. U.S. Express made an appearance in a rematch from WrestleMania 1 against Volkov and the Iron Sheik. Before the match could begin, they were interrupted by Diva Jillian Hall.
Why'd you mention that? what a weird time in wrestling. Muhammad Ali, who inducts the celebrities? Like, who does
that? They've already said who's inducting
who him. Who was that? I didn't even know who it was.
His wife. They're having his wife do it.
No, that makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, I didn't know who it was. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, they said that. That's the only one so far that they've coincided the announcement that they're being inducted with who's going to do it.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Then Bull Nakano, probably.
Asuka?
Asuka say, yeah, right? I would say.
Asuka.
I really don't know.
I'm not as up to date enough with her. Probably Asuka. Yeah.
I would say so.
Did she train anybody? I'm trying to see if like she trained anybody.
She's a professional golfer, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Not a terrible one either.
Yeah, but look at this thing right now. Pretty good. Is there any?
Yeah, she never really came over here too much.
She wasn't in WWE that long.
No, she wasn't.
She was in WCW for a year.
Yeah. That's an option.
What?
Alundra Blaze.
It could do that too.
They faced each other for the women's title at SummerSlam in 94.
That could work. I would say that's a good one. And Alundra Blaze is part of, she's in the WWE Legacy, like the Legends contracts, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Alundra, yeah. Yeah, she's an ambassador.
You could do a lot, and I'm assuming if Goldust makes it, would Cody induct him?
Yeah.
I would say that, right? I would say.
That, so you're going to, obviously Heyman's the headliner. He's going to go on last, right?
Yeah, yes.
That's got to be right before it.
Then have The Rock come out and ruin it?
No. Actually, no. Kick, if you're going to do Goldust, kick off the show with it. Because that's going to be emotional.
Yeah, I would say.
There's
going to
be a lot of Dusty talk, a lot of...
No, it's going to be really good, though. That'll be really good.
Probably a lot of sobriety talk.
Yeah. Because Goldust went through a lot, you know. No, but I'm saying like it just kind of showed like, you know, you can make it through anything, you know, at least with Goldust and everything too.
I should have met him.
When?
Right there.
On the plane?
He was on the plane.
Yeah.
Right there. I passed him. I passed him on the way to my seat.
but you saw Powerhouse Hobbs.
He was sitting behind me.
And the big boy, right? As we always say.
He was in the very back row.
Yeah, by himself.
Like, I want you all to imagine, like, a 737. So a big plane, but not a huge plane. And he was in the back row.
Honestly, it's great. Honestly.
I saw him sit in the seat, and he's like.
Like, just by himself.
Like, you look uncomfortable.
Also, for the Legends, the Ambassadors, Alundra Blaze is not on the list, by the way. But Bob Backlund's in it.
What the hell's Bob Backlund doing here?
So we can put, also, this is an interesting list of people that are on here. Like, you got the Boogeyman.
Good.
You got Bob Backlund. Okay. You got Beth Phoenix on here, too.
Yes.
Maurice, Lex Luger, yeah. Kevin Nash, JBL, the Dudleys, both of them. Tanaka, Sergeant Slaughter. Tatsumi Fujinami. Fujinami. I don't know why I said it like that.
By the way.
Yes.
Did you know Lex Luger's not in?
I thought he was.
No.
He's not in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's... Oh, wow. I thought he was.
No, he's not. I thought so, too, but he's not. Because he's talked about... So, he 9 times out of 10, he needs a wheelchair now. Because he has, like, spinal cord injuries.
Yeah, he's in very...
He says it would be the cherry on top of his career, and that he is committed, should it ever happen while he is alive, he is going to walk the stage.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm really
absolutely
shocked. I'm actually very shocked by that.
I think I know why.
Because of WCW things or well, that too. Yeah, Royce. That also.
I don't think Vince wanted to acknowledge anybody that he didn't have to.
Yeah, but I think now.
No, now I think if he's got a better shot now, because Hunter, I don't think Hunter cares. Everybody's accepted it.
Yeah, I'm shocked that.
Lex Luger is not. I legitimately thought
Luger was in the Hall of Fame this whole time.
He's not.
Wow.
It's wild.
I would put also Luger was in TNA for a little bit. Remember that?
Oh, God.
He was in, guess what era he was in? 2004, 2006, and 2012. That era of TNA. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. He teamed up with Jeff Jarrett to go against AJ Styles and Sting.
Why do all the old people teaming with Jeff Jarrett?
he inducted Sting in the TNA Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So why did Lex?
Why?
Why did
Luger do it?
The TNA, before we get out of here, the TNA Hall of Fame is very interesting too. A lot of interesting people. Do you know who's in this?
The TNA Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
So Sting.
Yeah.
Kurt. Gail Kim. Awesome Kong.
Yes, Awesome Kong, yes.
Did they put Angelina Love in?
No, she's not in.
Not yet. She will be, but
you're missing two more before Gail Kim. It's the order. Sting, Kurt Angle. And then you had two more, and then Gail Kim. And then you got a few more, and you got two more after, and then you got Awesome Kong, and then two more after that. So you're like missing two.
Okay. AJ?
Not in it.
He will be, but.
Yeah.
They
only do one a year, by the way.
Raven.
Raven's second, 2022.
Okay. They put Nash in?
No. Nash is not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
They also have two group inductions. I'm assuming you probably can know who the group inductions are, right?
The group?
Yeah.
Inductions? Oh, Motor City Machine Guns aren't in yet.
No.
Okay.
One's a commentary team and one's a tag team.
Mike Tenay and Don West?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And one's a tag team?
Yeah.
Chris,
you got it. Not there individually, but they're both in it. Not the
tag team. Okay, so Abyss is in?
Abyss is in it, yeah.
Abyss is in it. The hell's the tag team? I feel like I'm blanking on like a really notable tag team.
My favorite tag team. One of my favorite tag teams. No. Well, I like them, but they're like... Oh, come on. I just mentioned them as ambassadors for WWE. Mike.
Blanking.
No, my God, their finisher. one of the best tag team.
Team 3D.
Tommy Dreamer inducted them. So yeah, the order was, you said, so we got Sting, Kurt Angle, okay. blank, Gail Kim, Abyss, blank, Awesome Kong, Raven, blank. So you're missing four. One is very obvious. The other three, you might know.
Well, is Jeff Jarrett in?
Yeah, it's Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't the first one.
I know.
Now, so there was one that was with Jeff Jarrett the same year, and then you had one in 2020 and one recently in 2023.
Does it make sense, the one with Jarrett?
Kinda.
It's a Karen.
No.
It's
not a wrestler.
Not a wrestler?
Yeah.
Is it a manager?
No.
Is it a commentator?
No.
Is it a GM?
No.
Is it an owner?
No.
Is it a tag team?
No.
Fuck, who is it then?
What else is part of wrestling? What do you need for a wrestling match to take place? What do you need?
Oh, a referee?
Yeah. What referee's in it?
Oh, is it Earl Hebner?
Yeah,
Earl Hebner. Nice. Okay.
Earl Hebner's in the Hall of Fame. And then you got one in 2020 and one in 2023. The one in 2020, the person who inducted him, it was his only time he ever made an appearance for Impact Wrestling at the time.
Oh, God.
And it was very weird that he did it.
Who'd they send? Is it someone that WWE sent?
I don't think he was part of WWE. He was like the legend. He's like a legend, obviously.
Okay.
He's a very busy man, so he had to do a video.
Who'd Rock put in?
Yes.
Who'd Rock put in?
So technically,
I remember this.
Technically, he appeared at Impact Wrestling.
Yes, he did. I remember this. Who did Rock put in?
Come on. He scares the shit out of me. Sorry for the cursing.
He scares you?
I mean, this guy, like, at 60 could still kick my ass, probably.
Not Steiner.
No. Scott Steiner's not it.
Ho? No, not Hogan.
No.
60 could... Oh! Did he do Shamrock?
Yeah,
Shamrock.
The first champion in the promotion's history, by the way. 2023, you probably would. It's a longtime manager and valet, and also a wrestler, too.
So, Cal Vell. James Mitchell?
No, it's considered by TNA to be the original Knockout.
Oh, yeah, Miss Brooks.
Yeah, Tracy Brooks.
Yep, Tracy Brooks. Yep.
Interesting group of people in here, by the way. Billy Corgan inducted Earl Hebner in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he owned the company at the time.
That's right.
Now he owns NWA.
Yeah, wrestling's weird. When's the AW Hall of Fame? You know who's going to be in it right away. Anywho, that's a whole other conversation for another day. Mike, we're running a little bit longer here. It's a good episode, though, right?
Yes.
You got any parting words to the people here?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching and listening wherever and whenever you may be. We love and appreciate your love and support because we are fans that do this for the fans, so we appreciate you all. And if you like us, check out some of the other stuff we do. Fonz has a slick back kickback report, as well as Fonz Talks Jerseys. He's putting out some great content over there. Always love seeing it. Keep up the good work, bud.
Thank you.
Albert may not be here, but he does have a YouTube channel. You can find him there. Grillbert Supreme is the name of it. There is a bunch of short films on there, including a compilation of comic convention that he had gone to, that he put together wonderfully with music and all that. And a short film in which Fonz, our very own Fonz, has magic powers. Go check that out.
Hello.
We're going to get it together sometime this year, and we will be recording something he has planned for pro wrestling.
Correct.
Correct.
And correct. People yell out when they want to sound like they're smart, right?
Correct.
Oh, such a good episode.
It really is.
And if you, for some reason,
we do.
That you like me when you've shown that, and I appreciate it. Check me out on Cinco Squad. Got new episodes coming out on Thursdays. Just had one. We had technical difficulties. It came out on Sunday. But new episode talking all a bunch of stuff. We got a bunch of content going up. We got a new episode of the Rotation coming up. Our baseball podcast just went on a spring training tour. That's why I wasn't here last week. So
I got to check all that stuff out, by the way. Awesome stuff. I got to check it out. Go Mets.
We unfortunately weren't able to get there. We didn't get to porn St. Louis. I know.
It's okay. It's okay. But I just want to say it out there. We're back, baby.
Yes. I don't know. But yeah, go check that out and appreciate that. Fonz?
You want to go check out Mike's stuff? It's really good. I'm definitely going to check out the stuff he did with John over there with the spring training stuff too. Go Yankees. Just kidding. Now, for you, Mike, I'll say go Yankees. Yeah, check out Slickback, Fonz Talk, there's a bunch of other stuff. But just check out everything else, review and preview. The guys over here do a lot of great stuff. Pucking around, review and preview. Santa Maria, some baseball stuff. Because baseball season is starting up, and I need my knowledge of baseball to expand a little bit. So I'm going to check out the guy in Santa Maria a lot more to get my baseball knowledge back up and running, too. So you want to check all those guys out with all that stuff, too. And check out everything else with Four Corners here, too. And we got a bunch of stuff here. Check out our stuff.
Yes, we got stuff.
Check out our stuff. We got stuff. I'm parched. I need a glass of water. So, Mike, too soon out of here. I forgot my water. It's, like, over there. We'll see you guys next week. Is Bert going to be awake by then? I have no idea.
We'll find out. Find out next time on Four Corners.
We're not going to do it. Yes, Nakazawa.
Damn it.